creatures that are lacking. This good, and of course, Baruch Hu will then give them the good. Hakayim etisli advaikus bo yisparach. What is the true good? Is Hashem Himself? Is having a relationship being dovek in Hashem? Toivazu lo tusav bishlumusa im hi titnem bechinam. And as we said, that this goodness is not complete. It's not the greatest goodness if it's given for nothing. Lachayin hi chayves litkabel kasocha. Therefore, person has to receive it as a salary. You have to earn it. Kinyan ishi shaladam has to be a personal kinyan acquisition of a person. L'shem kach kibalnu tarag mitzvahs aseh v'lo taseh. For this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us 613 mitzvahs, positive and negative. V'im amnam na'amoyed b'nisoyin v'nekayim b'shlemus es amut l'alaynu. If we will stand up to the test, the challenge, and fulfill in completeness that which will come upon us, shagia lanu atova al-pidin, then we're entitled of pidin to get the goodness that's coming to us. It's a salary. You did what you're supposed to. I pay you. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give us the salary to give to us the good without any limitations. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired to fulfill the prayer. This is all summary of what we've learned up to now. There's nothing particularly new here. It's just Chazara. Nimtze im kain shebekol machshava dibu v'maisa. Sounds like Nefesh HaChaim. Comes up then that with every fat, feelings, actions and thoughts, thoughts, words and actions, that's all a human being is, fat.
TWA. Thoughts, words and actions. Thoughts, words
and actions. Oh, TWA, fat. Okay. Whether he's withholding from doing bad, the Lota says, or he's doing good, the Asays, who should have prepared the Maisa Breshis. He is a partner in the fulfillment of Maisa Breshis. Shall I rak al yedei myself? It's only by his deeds, Miskayim Ritzonis Barach Laiti Vimanu. It's only by my deeds can HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfill his will, which is to give me good. Had the Yid not done this particular act of good, or withheld himself from not doing this bad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not have given him the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give him. Not that he couldn't, not that he's able. He doesn't, because that's the way he created the world. Hashem could do anything. But in this world of Maisa Breshis, the condition is the good has to be the ultimate good until you earn it. I'm not giving it to you. Is this clear? You have to get this paragraph clear, because this is it. This is the meaning of life in a nutshell. You've got to get this very, very
clear. We don't know why it is, but we see it's true.
Why it is not our business. That's Hashem created the world. Hashem could have created the world in such a way that he could give you and you wouldn't feel the bread of shame, and he could have done it a million other ways. Right. But this is the way he created it, this is the system. Why he chose it to do it this way, not another way?
It's pretty much of it.
That's not our. You can ask the question.
I don't know how to
But this?
Yeah. I have never seen another Mahalach.
See the Ramchal, the Balatanya, the Nefesh HaChaim, the Chodesh HaLevavos, the Vilna Goy. Everybody seems to follow this Mahalach. There's different aspects, different parameters of exactly this, and it's expressed in different ways. But essentially, this seems to be what I've seen. Once again, I'm not a big bokeh. I'm not a big bokeh, and there are other areas and other ways, and I understand this. I'm not saying not. I don't know. I'm not enough of a bokeh in these sugars. I can tell you the Ramchal follows this day quite straightforward, and the Nefesh HaMavada follows this day. That's the Nefesh HaMavada's whole pshat in what Tzelem Elokim is. Once again, you'll ask somebody who perhaps is not that exposed to the world of Machshava, they might give you a different.
That's why I asked. Is everything else wrong? Then this is
Chas v'chalila. No, just some people are not exposed to this machshava. They just don't know. There's a difference between I know this, but I'm chaylek, or I just, I'm not aware of this, and therefore it sounds strange to me, therefore it's not the drive.
Yeah.
I understand, it's different. I don't know, also Moshe Shapiro. Also Moshe, if he's Masi. Rav Yaakov Hills, Rav Yaakov Hills. I mean, I've heard Rav Yaakov saying this stuff myself. He gave us comments to the Sefer. I saw Rav Yaakov Hills standing up for Rav Taba once. He was giving a share, and Rav Taba walked in and he stood up in the middle of his share. See what you want with that one, but this is a man that Rav Shach called Meir of Arabi. Rav Shach called, if you look in the Rav Shach's Haskama to Faith and Folly, Rav Shach refers to Rav Yaakov Hillel as Meir of Arabi. I don't know what you do with that. Rav Yaakov Hillel was a Talmud of Ponovich. And Rav Shach's referring to him as Meir of Arabi. What are you talking about? You understand that?
He was in Ponovich, or
he was in Ponovich, yeah, yeah, for a while. And he's in Gateshead. He came to Gateshead. He first came to Gateshead. He learned Aleph Beis in Gateshead, and then he went to. Apparently, he was in Ponovich. Yeah, well, I don't know too much about him. I don't know.
He was. He was for a little time before he.
I can tell you what I can tell you. I can tell you what I heard. I can tell you what I know because my mum is very close to it. Because my rabbi went Gateshead when he arrived. Someone I know very well taught him Aleph Beis when he came to Gateshead. He must have been 18 years old. But he comes from a very kosher rabbinical family. He does. Zayda was a dying in Baghdad and stuff like that in Achinami. But there was
so part of the family.
It was part of the family that was. It's a machayv. It's a pachad. That's a real pachad. Because you can't come and say, look, I started late. I'm sorry. Ah, what about Rebbe Kiv? He said he's 45. Don't bring me rise from 2,000 years ago. No, we're talking about Bezman Azir. Rav Berkowitz told me about Rav Yaakov Hillel. These were his words. This is Rav Berkowitz talking. I can't tell you what Rav Yaakov Hillel is. To call someone a Talmud Chacham, you have to be a Talmud Chacham. Otherwise, how do you know what a Talmud Chacham is? Rav Berkowitz told me he's a Boki in Kulu Torah Kulu Bein Benig Lebein Benista. Those were his exact words to me. Okay, that's what Rav Berkowitz told me. So you don't have to take my word for it. Anyway, so, and I saw him standing up for a Tavis, so what do you want from me? So I'm saying he's entitled to an opinion. He's been saying this Torah for 20, 30 years, he's been going around. I mean, Rabbi Miller wasn't saying anything that much different either. Not expressing it this blatantly, but this generation needs its own unique way of being expressed. You look in Rav Pinkus's Hagdama to Shabbos Machosa, where he kind of justifies why he's. You know, why he's writing Chidushim on Svarim and Sugyas that are beyond us. And whatever he says, because each door needs to be expressed in its language. Each door needs its language. You know, we just spoke about it in the Nefesh HaChem the other day, the drawback of having Torah Shabbat Peh written down is that it's in a language that's not always shaykh to this door. You know, an ox growing an ox is not necessarily the notion of this door. In New York, you have to spend 3 sharing, describing, and explaining what an ox is. then you've got to talk about
cars hitting each other.
You know, a Ferrari and a Dodge or whatever. I don't know whatever they're into. So each one needs a tradition. So the way this is being expressed, maybe, but you see the Chasam Sefer. They all follow this Mahalak to a certain extent. Okay. Finish the paragraph. Had the Yid not done this Meiser, HaKadosh Baruch could not fulfill the purpose of creation. Pashut. Not because he can't, not because he's lacking anything. You've got to understand this. If you think he can't because What can you do, Nebuch? You know, he just doesn't have what it takes. Chas v'chalila, I mean, that's poshut. That's off the wall. He can do whatever he wants. But in the way the system's set up, the purpose of creation is to give good, the ultimate good. That means you've got to earn it. If you don't earn it, he can't give it to you. And he wants to give it to you. So you're preventing him from doing something he wants to do. Kaviyachol. Zura atzuma ha'adira v'hametona ha'niflo shenos ne'akosh bochum. This is the enormous, precious depth and the awesome present that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. Who tafkid b'yadeinu is called tachlis habria. Sorry, who hipkid. He deposited into our hands the entire purpose of creation. Who gam hizir otanu And he warns us, just pay attention, just don't destroy my world, that's all. Don't destroy my world. מה מחזור זה אני לא יודע שאדם מסוג חסר לו לערך לסעילו from this חזור כאן די תחש שלא תקל ותחל לסלום if Hashem says you don't just be very careful to understand my world the mashma no can you destroy the world or not if Hashem has to warn you not to it means you can חס וחלילה שאדם מסוג חסר לערך לסעילו כדי להכיר ישראל למה אין צריך פצצת אטום או במייסי מיירי to destroy the world you don't need atom bombs or wondrous deeds גם היסח דעס מסוגל להחריב just forgetting what you're living for can destroy the world כאשר אין תן דייתך when you're not paying attention תן דייתך take your דעס and pay attention העולם חסבי לחנך the world is destroyed כאשר יהודי אינו נויסן את דייתו when a Jew doesn't pay attention על חלקוי ועל השותפוס שלוי במעשה בראשיס when a Jew forgets about that he's a part in creation וכך בלבד נויצה חורבן נעילה that itself causes a חורבן שרי תכליס העולם אינו מסקיים because the purpose of the world is not being מקיים the others if the purpose of the world is not being fulfilled then that's a חורבן that's our חורבן that's a destruction of the world בשבילי נברא העולם לכן אם העניין הוא מכיר את ערך של מתן העצום הזו כאשר יהודי ישכח כאשר יהודי אינו חושב על כך ואין יודע זאת when a person does not think about this and he doesn't know this די בכך כדי לאחר it's enough just with this that he can destroy the world בשבילי נברא העולם ולכן אם איננו מכיר את ערך של מתן העצום הזו if I don't appreciate, I don't recognize the value of this enormous present ואת העצום האדירה שניתנה בידה and understand the enormous power the adir is mighty power that is given over to me אני עלול מיד לאחי ולעשות כל צד ראשון I can destroy the world וככה נראה מחזר לפי שאילם נידוין אחר רובוי והיוחד נידוין אחר רובוי the world is judged after the majority והיוחד נידוין אחר רובוי עשה מצעה חס אשרוב who does one that's praiseworthy שחריה אס עצמוי ואס כל אילם מקפסקוס because he slips himself the whole world to the side of good of Averachas the person does one Avera Oilei Shachriyas Atzmo Ves Kol Oilem Lekav Choyvo woe to him that he's taken the whole world and himself Lekav Choyvo what does this mean? Mr. Shami says this by the way the person does one Mitzvah lifts up the whole world does one Avera he drags down the whole world
also Rambam
everyone says it yeah it's a Gemara we bring from the Ramchal it's a Gemara Vashmois Adverim he what's going on here is the following Shekima Oilam Vamidosai Talim Bonu the continued existence of the world the establishment of the world is dependent on us every second every moment the same as a Kosh Baruch Hu Bikush Marim Arishon the same as a Kosh Baruch Hu requested from Marim Arishon תן דייתך שלא תקלו ותחי וסלומי נדבר אותן עם המדרש עם קהלס כך הוא מבקש מאיתנו so he's asking us the same as he asked Adam Arishon the same request is made to us שלא תחי וסלומי please don't destroy my world הכל תולו בכם everything's dependent on you אין הדוב תולו אלא בי we'll get there later all dependent on me Ain adavet tolu ele b. Remember that.
Then asked about that. We came here on Jafkos, when they came.
Yeah, anyway, it was there. Yosef Ben Yamin.
Yeah.
Thanks for reminding me. I've got to get him back here and speak up. Forget about that.
It's great.
Yes, what about it? You spoke about this.
Yeah. When Taba came
through. Do you remember the Shabbos? I remember the fateful Shabbos. It cost me a fortune of money, that Shabbos. I remember that Shabbos with enormous pay. I didn't want it, I was mamash opposed to it, and I ended up paying for it. And we think we know what's going on. We think we're in charge of that. That's brilliant. All the worlds, all of them exist and stand on us, our deeds. Kachman Beilu, a goyin of Chaim of the Lozhen, Yosef Neshef Chaim, Sharalef, Perek Tezayin. The Kol Chiyesam, the Kuman Shef Ha'olamos Kula, listen to this Lozhen, this is frightening Lozhen. The entire Chiyusam, the entire life force, and establishment, and continued existence, Shef Ha'olamos Kula, of all the worlds, whatever that means, Hurak, Rak, only, Al Yedei HaTorah Kedosha, is only on the Torah Kedosha, Keshi Yisrael Oiskim Bo, when the Jewish people are busy, are toiling in Torah, Shehi Nehire Dekol Almin V'Nishmosa V'Chiyusa Dekulum. I'll translate the Aramaic for those who never got it. Shehu Or, he's translating it, Shehi Or, it is the light, Kol Ha'olamos of all the worlds, the nishmas, and it's the neshama, the chiyus kula, and the life force, the existence of them all. You think you're a goof, you're a neshama. The same as a kol bok is the neshama of this world. The same as I have a goof and I have a neshama. In the same way, I am the neshama of all the worlds. The ilu haya olam miktsol. That kotsay, sorry, mikotsay, that kotsay, ponoy. This is the Loshon HaNefesh HaChayim. And if the world, from one end of the world to the other end of the world, was empty, at rega echad me'asek, the hisboinen is b'toy kadosha, for one moment there would be no asek and meditation in Torah, hayichoyzim kolay namas l'tolvabo. All the worlds would return back to the pre-Mitzvah Bereshis state. You understand? That's big stuff. Why is everybody smiling? You've just been told what you're worth. You thought you were worth. You thought you had a house worth $250,000, yeah? They just revaluated and your property's actually worth $50 million, okay? And you sit there gloomy. I'm just reading what's written here. We can now say that in order to give us the greatest goodness, Yetzir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'areches Shel Shutvus Benoni V'Benoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu formed, created a system of partnership between us and him. Zu Shutvus Gemura, it's a total partnership. Sheharei Mibala Deinu Lo Tiskayim Tachlis HaBriah. Without us, the Tachlis of the Briah will not be fulfilled. And if you go, it's a little bit safer to see how this really gets dealt with. Okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't start this business to fail. You get it? Hashem starts a business, he's going to make a profit. Ah, but we can all make sure that he doesn't. So we'll see. You have to wait right till the end to see how this works.
Where does the whole six worlds thing come from? Where like they had a world in there, fell in the world.
The Kabbalistic stuff. I don't know. Ask the mystics. Ask the Kabbalists. I don't know what they mean. Created worlds and they were almost for achiva. Created worlds are destroyed. And created worlds are destroyed. I don't know what they mean.
What about that?
I don't know what they mean.
This is 917.
Tough, 970 generations. There's an Aryeh Kaplan book that speaks about that somewhere.
If
respond to what you said.
I didn't say a word, I'm just reading what you
read.
Yeah.
It makes sense that Hashem can never fail, because he's got nothing can make him fail, because it is only him, he's the only one.
No, there is a problem. In the world, we're talking about the Bria Olam. We're not talking about Hashem pre-Bria Olam.
We forget everything. If his neshama is the world, and we are part of him, then our guf's part of his neshama. Everything is part of him. All of his, we
except,
are.
Except he wants to give us the opportunity to cleave to him in a way that we earn it, and we can mess that up.
He'll make sure that we can't mess him up by messing ourselves.
Messing him up, we can't. But the purpose of creation, we can mess up. Ten daitcha shelo tikalo v'tachri v'salami. Be careful that you don't destroy my world. We can destroy the world. After it's all said and done, he goes home. There's nothing lacking in him. Everything's fine. It was just one thing. He couldn't do what he wanted to do. He
so
couldn't give up. In post Meister Brachis, yes, because that's the way he set up the system. Without us, Lord, Tiskayim Tachlis Abriya. The purpose of creation cannot be fulfilled. Lekayim, therefore, who Oymet Umetzapa. He's standing and Mamash waiting. Shemitain Lo Esav Shirut Leitiv Lanu. He's standing waiting for us to give him the opportunity to give us what he wants to give us. And if God forbid we don't give him the possibility, he will not be able to give us, and the purpose of creation will be completely nullified. There, what comes out of it, and it's posh. If our premises have been correct up to now, that's the only logical conclusion we can draw. Swallowed it. The swallow is posh.
There are also many things that contradict us, right?
Like what?
For example, no matter what path that you choose, you're going to end up on the path that Hashem wants you in the end.
I said you have to wait till the end of the cipher to see how the whole system works. You're not there yet. You're not there yet to see how that works. But I'll repeat what we set up to now. This is perfectly solid. Choshuv lahadgish. It's important to just preface here. Sheshutvas zuhi amuka halbe yeser miashutvas amukubeles vein abrias. You understand, this partnership runs much deeper than the sort of acceptable partnership that you see between humans. Shekadele heitiv lanu ba'atova shlema v'gumura b'tachlis. In order to bestow upon us the greatest, ultimate, complete good, kesher, kviyachol, this relationship, so to speak, Hakadosh Baruch Hu asanu, Hakadosh Baruch Hu tied kviyachol, oitanu alav, ba'avusos ava, with bonds, with ropes of love. We can't begin to imagine how deep the love that Hakadosh Baruch Hu has for us runs. Einu doim nesina stimis lenesina hanoveyas memaareches shel ava. Stamis, sorry. You can't compare giving. Stam giving. I give you because I give you. Yeah, you give stocker to the poor guy because you want to give him stocker because it's a nice thing to do. You can't compare that to the kind of giving that comes out of a system that's built on Ava. When you love somebody and you give them something, it's a different giving to you. You gave somebody because you wanted to give them. Kasher shnei oivim meisin zel hazeh, two people, two beloveds, give one to the other. Kol nesina mosifa Ava. Each giving adds love. And the Odessa, the word Ava, the root of it is Ava, is to give. The more you give, the more you give to somebody, the more grows love. But there has to be some spark of love to start. That's what he seems to be saying. And love then builds the desire to give more. You love somebody, so you give. The giving creates more love, because the more you give, the more you love somebody. The more you love somebody, the more you want to give them.
And if you just happen to give someone something without ever knowing the person, would you start a form of love to carry on the giving?
You may not notice it because it's very subtle, but if you give something to somebody, it eventually will turn you around. Yeah.
So then it's not the love that starts first, it's the giving.
The giving starts first, that's what Rav Dessler says. Yeah. He's making sure that there needs to be some spark of to kick start it. That's what he's saying. That's what he seems to be saying. There's something wrong with Rav Dessler.
Well, the love of giving.
That's another idea. That could be. I mean, it's adding. I don't know. Avazu eini noves rach mitzad Hashem isparach. This love only what's novat? The
flow.
Flows, yeah.
Oozes.
Oh, yeah. Flows is too light. I want something like that. Yeah. Avazu eini novat rach mitzad Hashem isparach. It doesn't only flow from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu oved tanu. Va'anu machzirim lo gimoava, and we return a revelation of that love. Va'isa shah misatzmetet kviyachol ahavoso aleinu, v'kach yoichu kviyachol shogul hashpia aleinu toive bli gvul klal. That moment misatzmetet misatzmet
get strong.
Oh, from atzuma, oh, it grows, it increases. Shkach. Oh. We used to have an Israeli lawyer who used to learn us. We used to know it was so easy. Always had the words, so taking his place. Avos aleinu. At that moment, the love grows and expands, so to speak. Avos aleinu. He can give us an enormous amount of good without any limitations. Come on. You can't compare an outpouring of giving from that comes from love. It's just stum. You'll see what this has to do with you very soon. You'll see what this has to do with you very, very soon. I'll show you something beautiful. The love nourishes, sustains this process, and it comes out that as we add love in relation to Hashem, so He gives us more. The next parak we'll discuss this further. We're trying to expand this idea. That there is like this. This is a partnership that's based on love. Why does Hashem want to give us? Because He loves us. Why does the father want to give his son? He wants to give his son a bicycle. Why? Because Stanley wants his son to have a bicycle. No, because he loves his son. He wants the best for his son. No? So he gives his son a bicycle. The son gets a bicycle. So now what? So now he sees how much his father loves him, and he wants to give him something back. So he starts giving his father. He gives his father, he starts loving him more. The more he loves his father, the more the father appreciates the love. The more the father loves him, the more he gives back to him. And so it sets up a spiral system here of giving, of more and more and more and more love, of more and more giving. Which is what lies at the root of the whole of the creation. This is Mamash the Nakuda. Which means that somebody, listen carefully, that someone who's doing mitzvah stam, yeah, it's not a bad thing to do, but can compare that to someone who's doing a mitzvah, because he understands by doing this mitzvah, I'm giving to Hakadosh Baruch Hu what he really wants, which is the ability to give to me. I love Hashem, and therefore I'm doing this mitzvah. Can you imagine? It's a different mitzvah now. It's a different mitzvah completely. I'm not doing this mitzvah now because I have a mitzvah to do, because I have to be Yotzi Zayin, or because I'm habituated in the mitzvah. What's wrong with doing the mitzvahs out of habit? Mitzvahs are noshim melud, but it's one of the worst kitrugi, one of the worst accusations against the Jewish people is you're doing the mitzvahs below simcha, and you're doing the mitzvahs without any creativity. You're doing them as habit, habitual. What do you care? I'm doing the mitzvahs. What do you want? You need me to dig a ditch? I dug a ditch. What do you care if I sang while I was digging a ditch? I was miserable. I dug you a ditch. You got a ditch. Leave me alone. You need me to plant trees? I planted trees. I painted the wall. I did what you asked me to do. Get off my back. Child asks his son to wash his car. Comes out, the car sparkling. It's shining. It's beautiful. Say, no. You didn't wash my car. You weren't smiling while you did it. You care. I did the job. Because the mitzvahs are not about a job. The mitzvahs are about a relationship. If you're doing the mitzvahs of habit, yeah, that's not a relationship. The kitrug against you is not because you're not doing the mitzvahs. You did the mitzvahs. The kitrug against you, you don't understand why you're doing the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are there to build a relationship. So how could you be doing them not besimcha? How could you give something to someone you love and not be besimcha? How could you give something to someone you love out of habit? Well, a habit's not a bad thing. It's a useful tool to use. We're not saying, no, the whole purpose of chinuch pre-bar mitzvah is habit. That's what it's there for. But that's something else. You have to grow out of that phase. You have to get to the phase where you're doing the mitzvahs like this because you realize what you're doing. Every time I do a mitzvah, I'm opening up Akash Baruch Hu's ability to give me what he wants to give me, which is his love, himself. You have to drum this into yourself 1,000,000 times, and even then you're not going to get it.
That's a forced relationship. Even though we have the choice to choose whether we want to follow the Torah or not, but okay. By choosing to
excellent, and we're going to deal with it as we go along. We'll see how it's not forced at all. That's what Adam Mission came to show the world. It's exactly what Adam Mission did. Adam Mission came to see, do I really have the ability lahachriv es kol olam? Do I really have bechira? That's what he came along to do. Because bechira is impossible. Bechira is totally impossible. He came along to see, do I really have bechira? Hashem said, yeah, go for it. Go for it. You have bechira. If I tell you don't eat from the eights, you have the ability to eat from the eights of dust, and you have the ability to destroy the world, and you have the ability to step out of reality. If going against the Ratzon Hashem, if everything is the Ratzon Hashem, yeah, this world. If everything is the Ratzon Hashem, which we know it is, so how can you ever do something that's not the Ratzon Hashem and still be in reality? That's the steer of Bechira. How can I do something against the Ratzon Hashem? Everything is the Ratzon Hashem. There is nothing that's not the Ratzon Hashem. So you give me a thing called Bechira which enables me to not do the Ratzon Hashem. That's impossible. In Achinami, we know, but you see, you have it anyway. That's what Adam Rishon didn't believe, and he came to test it. According to certain, we'll see. I can't remember who brings it up. I think the Chassam Sofer says it's upshot. Somebody says it's upshot. That's what Adam Rishon is coming to do. He's coming. He already had the Bechira. I think he brings from Adam Avinu also, because Dan Abasorim also is as a kind of idea. Because how do you understand Bechira? I can destroy Hashem's world? What are you talking about? Hashem makes something and I can destroy it? By the way, just to end off on a partial note, The last psukim. Go have a look at the Rashi. The last psukim of Chumash. Huh? Invalid. The last one. Lifnaena kol Yisrael. Right. What was the greatest act Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu did in all his life? Greater than Kriyas Yam Suf. Greater than Esa Makas. You know what the greatest thing he did was? He broke the Luchos. What? That's it. That's the praise for Moshe Rabbeinu. He broke the Luchos. What's the big deal? Hey, he dropped them, they broke. They got too heavy, couldn't hold them, they broke, they fell. What was the godless of that? Chris Yamsuf, there was Gilu Hashem, the Esamakas, I mean, we're still living on those acts today. Who remembers Shri Saluches? What's Shri Saluches got to do with me? So, Mephoshim explained, I see this brought down from Shavim, this guy, but I don't know who says it's upshot, that the godless of Shri Saluches was, the Luches were Maise Elokim. Luches Rishon was Maise Elokim, yeah? Who made the Luchos was Hashem. Yeah? How did you destroy? How does Moshe Rabbeinu break Maisa Hashem? He did it. The Chet did. What Moshe Rabbeinu showed the Jewish people, greater than Kriyas Yamsuf and greater than the Esamakas and greater than everything else he did, was the Chet can destroy Maisa Elokim. You have Bechira to destroy the world. The unbelievable Pshat. Unbelievable Pshat. That's what Rashi's telling you. Moshe Rabbeinu showed the Jewish people, you see what the Chet can do. Even Maase Elokim you can destroy. You have Bechira, Adam Hashem wasn't sure. You weren't sure either, now you know for sure. The Luchos were Maase Elokim, they were carved in Shemayim by Hashem himself. And your Chet destroyed them. If you have Bechira. And if you have the Bechira on that side, you never Bechira, you have to build worlds. Shabbos.